The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Yes, Lord, we thank you, 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 we thank you. We exalt you, we uplift you, we say, Lord, you are God and our King. You are worthy to be praised, you are worthy to be exalted. You are worthy to be magnified.
We give you glory and we give you praise. We celebrate you, Jehovah. We thank you for who you are, for all that you have been doing in our lives. We say thank you for all the kingly treatment you give us, dispatching your angels to always be with us. Father, we say thank you this morning. We are grateful for your protection. We are grateful for the grace, your provision. We are grateful for the grace and mighty things you have done in our lives, for watching over our souls through the night. Father, for watching over our families, for watching over everyone online, for watching over the entire church of Deliverance Assemblies of God. We thank you, we worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done for us.
Deliverance Assemblies
of God and partners, Deliverance Assemblies of God Church family members and every partner, every associate,
and those who are following online, who are not members of Deliverance, everyone online. From wherever they are following from, oh God,
Father, we thank you for the gift of life, thank you for the gift of health, thank you for good health, thank you, Lord, for energy, strength, thank you for life, thank you for your provision, thank you, Lord, for everything.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We exalt you, Lord, we uplift you,
we thank you, oh Lord, for this day.
We thank you, Father God, for the gift of life.
For everything you have done in your word, everything you have done in our lives, for every promise you have made in your word for us, we exalt you, Lord. We uplift you, Lord. We give you all the glory. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to gather under your feet. Thank you for what you have in store for us. Lord, we are grateful.
Glory, 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 glory.
We thank you for your faithfulness. Your loving kindness, Lord. We don't know how
we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
We celebrate your goodness and your mercy.
We celebrate your faithfulness, O God. We celebrate you. We celebrate you. We celebrate you. We celebrate you. We celebrate your kindness this morning. We declare the blood of Jesus Christ. We enter by the blood. We enter by the blood. We enter your presence by the blood.
We enter by the blood.
We enter by the blood.
We begin by the blood.
We begin by the blood.
We
begin
by the blood. We begin by the blood.
We are redeemed by the blood. We are justified by the blood.
We are washed in the blood.
We are cleansed by the blood.
Yes, Lord.
The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood.
We pray that the Lord saturate in our atmosphere and environment with the blood of Jesus and the Holy Ghost fire. We ask Holy Spirit, the Spirit, yes, charge, Lord, Holy Spirit, take over, charge. Take over and lead, take over and download the prayer point, take over and guide
the word of exaltation, that is online.
Take charge of
everyone that is online,
everyone online,
and those who be joining later, oh God,
take charge of everyone who be joining later, take charge, oh Lord, take charge, oh Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Our Father, we are grateful unto you, O Lord, King of kings and Lord of lords. Your name alone be praised. Your name alone be exalted. Your name alone be uplifted. Your name alone be magnified. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for the blessing of life. We thank you for the blessing of this day. We thank you. We glorify your name, O Lord. for the gift of life, for the gift of this day. Unto you be all the glory. Unto you be all the praise, unto you be all the honor and the adoration. Thank you, Father. Blessed art thou, Lord God Almighty, he who was and is and is to come. The name of the Lord be praised. Father, who are we to live today? Who are we to meet this day? It is not by our own strength. It is not in our own strength. We are not better off than people who are in the other side of the world by now. Father, it is by your grace. It is by your favor. Unto you be all the glory. Thank you, Father. We exalt you and uplift you. We declare the blood. We enter into your presence by the blood. We enter into your presence by the blood. We enter into your presence by the blood. And let the Holy Spirit take charge of us and lead us now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
I welcome you to Resurrection Power for today, or just simply Power for today. I say good morning to each and every one of you. Welcome you to Resurrection Power for today, coming to you from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and our technician, Boja Worldwide, and his team, Joshua and others, and Mr. Richard Bleushi and others. May the Lord bless you, Mr. Asigbeche and others. Our media team are really doing very well under the able leadership of Mrs. Babina Finwalker. We thank God for your lives. Yeah. They are really improving. And we give glory to God.
Amen.
Yes, today is the 90th day of the year 2023. Today is the 90th day of the year 2023. Yes, and we are still dealing with the theme Commanding Possibilities of Restoration of Lost, Stolen, and Wasted Years. Commanding Possibilities of Restoration of Lost, Stolen, and Wasted Years. As we have been seeing in the scripture, Joel chapter 2, verse 25, and I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the canker worm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. 26, and ye shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. 27, and ye shall know, I'm reading from the King James, and ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. Amen.
Amen.
Remember that these locusts, canker worm, and caterpillar, and palmer worm are not animals. They are an army of different nations, army of Nebuchadnezzar, that is Babylon, army of Assyria, army of Medo-Persia, and other nations that God releases to go and fight Israel anytime they turn their backs to him, anytime they fall into idolatry, idol worship, anytime they commit sins. These were the armies. Yes. And so some armies like Nebuchadnezzar, like this, one time during the time of Daniel, he held them captive for 70 years. They were in slavery for 70 years. That is a life span for somebody's whole life. 70 years. Daniel was about 16 years. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were about 16 years when they entered into the captivity. So they spent all their years in what? Captivity. At the time Daniel was doing something, Daniel died after maybe 86 years or even 90 years. Yes. So the greater part of Daniel's life was in what? Captivity. Now, when God says, I will restore your years, now you should understand. The years that the enemy kept them in captivity. In captivity, you have no right. In captivity, you have no right to choose. You have no right to choose. In captivity, you have no right to choose. In captivity, your rights are taken away. You have no right to decide. You have no right to do as you want. Are some people in captivity? Is anything keeping you in captivity? In the New Testament, we keep ourselves in captivity. The same principles still exist in the New Testament. Anytime you begin to live an independent life, anytime we become disobedient, anytime we become rebellion, anytime we rebel or we become rebellious, anytime we become rebellious, you see, anytime we begin to live on our own, anytime we disregard the word of God and the leading of the Holy Spirit, there are things that God permits or allows to hold us captive. Yes, to hold us captives. So these principles still exist. But then the Lord has prompted us to pray for restoration. Yes, the month of April is the month of restoration. Yes, greater sacrifice and commitment equals to restoration. Restoration. That is what we are going to declare tonight at the crossover. Now, in Isaiah 51, verse number 3, Isaiah 51, verse number 3, it says a similar thing. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. For hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness, verse 5, is near. My salvation is gone forth, and my arms shall judge the people. The eyes shall wait upon me, and on my arm shall they trust. 6, lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment. And they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Do you know, these are the scriptures you declare. Especially, yes, when there is an epidemic, like the HIV that came, coronavirus that came. Now, they are saying that there is something fever. Lassa fever. Let me tell you, all these things are judgment on the world. And God is using some people. I don't want to mention their names. They are behind all these things. Yes, they are behind all these things. But God is with us. Yes, I say God is with us. You see, as a child of God, there is a way you can secure in every environment. There is a way you can secure in every season. There is a way you can secure. You see, you declare these things before. That is, you see, there are some prayers we pray before things happen. I like praying ahead. I don't wait till there is an epidemic before I declare certain scriptures. So already before the thing happens, you are already hot, surrounded. Your atmosphere is already saturated. Yes. Jesus, look at the Lord's Prayer. What did he teach us? See, give us this our daily bread. Forgive us our sins. As forgive those. Deliver us from evil. Lead us not into what? Temptation. Lead us not into temptation. But deliver. Don't wait till temptation comes. But deliver us from evil. Don't wait till evil comes. Don't wait till evil comes. Look, don't wait till you marry before you declare fruitfulness. Because you don't know, you think you are just fruitful. This world, here we call the earth, you don't know. Here, it is something else. We are not yet in heaven. Here, it is something else. There is a prayer we are going to pray. God taught me that prayer around 2 a.m. Yes, when I was praying. Yes, when I was praying and then just, reading something. And then a phrase just popped up. I said, wow, this is my prayer for today. This is my prayer for today. And we are going to pray it. When you look at Isaiah 61, our test for the year, Isaiah 61, verse number 7. For your shame, ye shall have double, and for confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I, the Lord, love you. You see, so you see, for your shame, ye shall have what? Double. This is divine restoration. We have been given the difference between normal restoration and divine restoration or supernatural restoration. Simply, restoration simply means that sending back or giving back what was taken. Finish. But divine restoration, what do we do? What happens to divine restoration? The thing has been all completely overhauled. Is completely reset, rebranded, repackaged, and reintroduced. God does not just give you the thing back as it was taken. Even human beings, yes, when occasions are coming, we paint our houses, sometimes we change the colors, yes, we give it a certain touch, but with God, God may have to pull down the old walls, rebuild completely. I don't know. Today, it just occurred to me. Holy Spirit, forgive me. One of the scriptures we should have read, Ezekiel 37, the Valley of Dry Bones. That was a divine restoration, an example of what divine restoration. The Bible described the bones as what? Very dry, very hot. Dry. Very dry. Let's just go to Ezekiel 37 from verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? That's King James. So he said unto me, they should have written, he asked me, because that's the question. And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Because Ezekiel has never heard that before. Look, our God is a mysterious God. Our God is a God of possibility. We shouldn't doubt him. We should not doubt him. The only miracle that he cannot perform again is that a virgin will give birth. That one miracle, that a virgin will give birth, will never happen again. Apart from that, my brother, my sister, there is nothing God cannot repeat or even start with you as a reference point. There is nothing. Anything he has done before, you want somebody to start with. In fact, as a matter of fact, do you know why problems come our way? Do you know why situations come? I'm telling you, some of you, the challenges you are having, God allowed them so that you focus on him and think completely unto him to repeat what he has done in somebody's life. So all you need to do is that you search scriptures. You look for books. When you come to my library, why do I have books? I have a lot of books. I can set up a Bible school. Yes, because I have a lot of books. Somebody can say, so you like reading? I say, you don't know. Some of them, they are textbooks from the schools I've attended. But let me tell you, some of them, they were the problems I was having. I'm telling you, then I'm looking for a book. I'm looking for a book. Who has gone through this problem? Who has gone through this problem? Silent period. When you are praying, nothing is happening. Who has gone through it? I had a book called, what was the title of that book? God's Response in Silent When Nothing is Happening. I think it's in the library. A lot of them. Then I'll go and buy. Then I'll be reading. I just want to overcome. So I want to know how somebody overcame. That's what you should do to the Bible. Search the scriptures. Don't buy Sakura Bibles. Buy Bible with reference. Go to the reference. Look for scriptures. If you are experiencing silence, you are not hearing anything, go to S. Silent. You get a scripture there. Yes. What happens? You read those scriptures. Then you use them to pray. Or if your situation hasn't got a particular scripture. Yes, some situations are like that. Pray in tongues. I'm telling you. Pray in tongues. Then the prayer point will come. The direction will come. The instruction will come. The counseling will come. Oh, thank God for praying in tongues. So you see, verse 4. This is a school, eh? Verse 4, again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Again, you see, we must prophesy the word of God into our lives and into what? Situations. This situation, hear the word of the Lord. This situation, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God unto these bones. So you see, in your situation, that says the Lord God unto you, and to you, this situation, and to this disappointment, and to this broken heart. God mended the heart, and to this joblessness, and to this delay, and to this, hear the word of the Lord. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you. And ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. Let me just end there. Amen.
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 We are so blessed to have the word. Let me read Psalm 92. Psalm 92. Psalm 92. Some people only join when the prayers are going on. Don't let God get angry with you. God doesn't like to be used. Never. He wants you to participate in everything. Yes, because he hates to be used. Participate in everything, not only in the prayer. Hear the word of exhortation and then follow the prayer. That is how God delivers possibilities and restorations. You don't use him. Yes. Some will stay out of praise and worship. But when the prophetic comes, some will only go to prophetic church services. Some will only go to prophet. You can't mock God. You cannot mock God. God cannot be mocked. He doesn't like to be used. No. Seek all of him, and then you will get all of him. In Psalm 92, verse 12, the righteous, this is one of the restoration scriptures that you must declare for yourself, your health, those who are aging. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow, he or she shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. 13. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Those who are planted, those who patronize church services. Yes, those who patronize. Yes. Yes. Oh, no. We know. I am. When God is speaking, God is talking to someone, sometimes one person. It's not a general thing, no. Some people are not able to join early because of network problems and other things. Please, God is simple. But I can tell you that there is somebody who just wants the prayers. Ha, ya, 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 uh-huh. Have they started the prayer? Okay, let me join now. Yes. For all you know, I'm telling you, you don't know God. God doesn't just speak. Oh. So, those who are planted in his house, please, now that we are online, this program, for instance, is online. So, we are all online. But when it is church service, please be there. Be there. Online programs are people in other countries or regions or who are very far away and they cannot just join physically. But when it is church service time, get there. Be there. Those who are planted in his house, not online. Not online. Did he say online? Those who are planted in the house of the Lord, not online. Online one is there. This morning, we are all online. We are online. So we are in the house of the Lord. Yes. Online is for those who are far or those who are seriously engaged and they cannot be there. Yes, because if you don't go to work, you'll be sacked. And the pastor cannot give you a job. I can't give you a job. So you go to work and be online. Follow. That's all. It works like that. But to say that, give some flimsy excuses. When Jesus was going to the cross, he didn't give any excuse. In fact, at a point, when he saw how we are going to treat him, he said, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass over me. Nevertheless, this was why I came. What can I do? I must fulfill it before I come back. So what can I do? I must still die." They flourish in the course of our God. 14. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourish. My God, why don't we hold God onto these words? Why don't we battle? God, that says your word. Look, whenever you are praying God's word back to him, you see the way he's turning on his throne. He has no option because the word of God is his breath. Amen. So today we are commanding possibilities of restoration of lost, stolen, and wasted years. Remember that Hosea 7:9 We have drainers and sappers. There are people who drain us of our year. There are two groups of people who drain us of our year. The sons and daughters of Belial. Belial. You know those scriptures already? Yes, Wednesday, I gave them to you. Yes, Belial. You go to Belial, Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 13, Judges 19, 22, Judges 20, 13. Yes, 1 Samuel 2, 12. Sons and daughters of Belial. They waste people. Yes, Belial. Belial simply means wickedness or worthlessness. Sometimes Satan, Belial is one of the names of Satan. He's called Belial, or the prince of darkness, demon that bring guilt. Yes, demons that devalue. They devalue you. Yes, sons and daughters of Belial. These are human beings that carry the spirit, Belial spirit. Human beings that carry Belial spirit. They are around you. And I mean, as if they are interested in your welfare, but never. They are wasting your time. They are wasting your time. In fact, Hosea chapter 7, verse 9 in NIV. Wednesday, I read it in King James. In NIV says, foreigners sap his strength. Foreigners sap. Other verses say devour. Foreigners sap. Some verses also say drain his strength. But he does not know. He does not realize it. His hair is sprinkled with gray. But he does not notice. Look, some people who are having gray hair, it is not age. It is stress. It is stress. Some people are having gray hair. It is stress. It is depression. It is suppression. I mean, it is the stress of the system. I am telling you, some gray hair, that's what he's saying here. Foreigners, they have sapped his strength. His hair is sprinkled with gray, but he doesn't know it. Look, what you know can save you, and what you don't know can destroy you. My people are destroyed for what? Lack of what? Knowledge. When you are having a maid, you are having a husband, you are having a wife, you are having a worker, you talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk, a family member, you talk and talk and talk, a son or a daughter, you talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. Always the person is making you angry. Do you know it will not be long? Your hair will become hot, gray. Your hair will become hot, gray. Now we know how to deal with them, especially those who are blood relations, those that we cannot cut off. As for house help and mate, we can sack them. Some people, we can easily cut them off. But let me tell you, there are some people you can never. You can't cut off your father. You can't cut off your mother. It is blood. Actually, you are carrying their blood. You can't cut off your husband. You and him, you have become one. You can't cut off your wife. You can't. You can't cut off. So what do? We prayed it on Wednesday. You command them to become value added. Value added. But those you can cut off, you cut off. You cut off. Please, whenever you are around a person, at the end of the day, find out how your life has been. In your conversation, what has happened to your spirit or your soul? Were you inspired? Did you receive any insightful thing? Was your spirit stirred up? Were you encouraged? Were you so and so? This is how you decide. I'm telling you. When you meet people, by the time you interact, you finish the interactions, by the time you are leaving, how has your life been? What has your life been? Yes. That is how you get to know whether the person is a drainer or whatever. Some people, immediately you meet them, have you heard? Have you heard? They will bring gossip. Have you heard about so and so? Have you heard about your friend? Have you heard about... Don't just stop, because maybe they are giving you a credible information. But then when you realize that it is a kind of gossip, you know, gossip is very sweet. You also want to know things about people. But when you realize that this thing is not helping, it is dampening your spirit. Dampening your spirit. Please, just say, oh, thank you very much. You know, tell the person something. We shall continue another time. That is how you determine, I mean, drainers and sappers. Yesterday, I went to OT region and I was praying in the car when we're going. I was making some declarations because I determined that I should spend not more than 1 hour, even 30 minutes. I should be coming back to Accra. We left very early, around 4 a.m. I should be coming back to Accra. So I was just, because there are these elders, there are some people who, when you meet them, before you realize, 3 hours. So when I was saying it, the lady pastor and then the brother driving us, they were just laughing. They say, oh, this man again, we know you. You cannot just say 3 hours, because we know you. Just say 3 hours. But let me tell you, for the first time, it happened exactly that. Because I shut down all the drainers. I engaged them. I scattered them. They were all not around. They were all scattered. So I got there, deliver whatever I want to deliver off. And when we're coming by, I say, you people should clap for me. Clap for me. You said I couldn't make it, but we have made it. We have made it now. Shame unto you. You say I couldn't make it. You were laughing at me. We have made it. Look, this mouth that God has given to us, the mouth is for creation, is for communication. The mouth can also be used to manipulate. The mouth is also for prophetic. Mouth is not only for eating or talking. No. This mouth is for prophetic, is for creation, is for communicating to spirits. You use this, your mouth, to command situation, to command people, to command spirits. Yes. We want to declare right now, say, my Father in heaven. Now, there is a prayer we are going to pray. There is a prayer we are going to pray that the Lord taught me. In fact, it's a resurrection prayer. It's a prayer of restoration. Next month, we are really going to pray it. It's a month of restoration. Possibility delivers what? Restoration. Possibility leads to what? Restoration. Our years must be restored. Our years must be restored.
Amen.
Our years must be restored.
Yes, Lord.
Look at the year that, look at our students, our children. They come out from school. For some years, they are in the house. No job, no work. But do you know there is actually job? The time you are at home, you are praying. The time you are at home, you are studying the word of God. The time you are at home, you are studying the courses and the subjects that you did at school. The time you are at home, you are studying your skill, things that will make you better. I'm telling you, you are preparing yourself for an opportunity. And when the opportunity comes, the time you are at home, there are things you can still be doing. But you see, the truth of the matter is that there are too many wasted years. Too many wasted years. Look at the people around who are not born again. 40 years, 30 years, 45 years before the person gave himself to Christ. Then now, at 45, quickly, the person wants a miracle. God will take you through baby course. It doesn't work like that. Oh. He will take you through process, baby course. You will go through kindergarten. Then when it is delayed, they are moving from prophet to prophet. Yes, because they want it quick. Some even, they are in the church, they are still not serious. They are with Christ, but we are not serious. Yes, we are living the way we want. And then when we come into ourselves, and then we realize that, now we want to be serious. Why don't you be serious from day one? So that your years will not be wasted. May the Lord have mercy on us. Say, my Father,
in heaven,
have mercy on me.
Any contribution
I have made
to my lost years,
to my stolen years,
to my wasted years,
any rebellion,
any disobedience,
any distraction
of wrong association
in my life that has wasted my years.
Lord, have mercy on me.
Any rash decision.
Any lack of seeking counsel.
That has caused my years.
To be lost.
To be stolen.
To be wasted.
Oh Lord.
Have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven. It is only in your power.
It is only in your power.
To restore.
Lost, stolen,
and wasted years.
It is only in your power. No spirit has that power. No angels don't have that power. No human being has that power. Only in your power to restore. It is only in your power to restore.
You can restore.
You can restore.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Edem Nyigbe. Yes. Resurrection, good morning, Daddy and Mommy, and all the family. God bless you. All of you who are greeting us and encourage, your comments are good. They encourage us, they inspire us. Somebody who has joined new may be asking, how does God restore your wasted years? It is there. Say, I will restore your wasted years. So he has the, he said it. I didn't ask him to say it. He said it. He said it before I was born. I came to meet it. He said, I will restore your wasted years. And of course, in Joshua chapter 10, Joshua commanded the sun to stand still until he has won the battle. In Isaiah 38, Isaiah commanded the sun to come back 10 degrees. Come back what? 10 degrees. Mm-hmm. Look, your years that you are aging, they are just a number. Years is just a number. You can be 60 years, you can be 70 years, and the breath of God can give you a 20 years body, a 30 years body. You can be 60 years, and the power of God can give your womb a 20 years womb, a 20 years womb. Abraham was called at the age of 75. Wasted years. Do you know why God called Abraham? To restore his years. Please, do you know why you got born again at your age? It's to restore your years. Your family members and friends who are not accepting Christ and accepting the word of God, the devil is wasting them. He's wasting their years. Those who are drinking, those who are involved in immorality and other things, that is the way the devil is wasting them. That's the way the spirit of Belial is wasting them. And sometimes a sickness will just come to waste your years. Those who have been on bed for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, hey, it's a wasted years. That's the spirit of Belial. Belial. Belial afflicting you with what? A disease that will just waste you. Some of the wasted years are situations. A situation will come. A business opportunity will come for you to invest money, only that it goes down the drain. Yes, some situations will come, some circumstances. You are worried, you are anxious, you are thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking, and then you lose focus. Important things that you are supposed to do, you are not able to do them. That is wasted years. We are praying right now. Say, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Any evil and wicked altar.
Any evil and wicked altar.
Sponsoring.
Robbers.
Wasters. Drainers.
Of my years. Any evil.
And wicked.
Altar.
Satanic and demonic altar.
And demonic
sponsoring.
Altar. sponsoring
robbers,
wasters,
and drainers
of my years. Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
And the Holy Ghost fire.
And the Holy Ghost fire.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I cast out.
I cast out.
I destroy.
I destroy.
Sons and daughters of Belial.
Sons and daughters of Belial.
Sons and daughters of Belial.
Sons and daughters of Belial
in my life. Sons and daughters of Belial in my life.
Sons and daughters of Belial in my life.
I cast them out.
In my life,
I cast them out.
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 Say anyone
around me
carrying the spirit
of Belial.
Anyone around me carrying the spirit of Belial.
Anyone around me
being used
by the spirit of Belial
to waste my years, to waste my day,
to waste my energy,
to waste my time,
to waste my energy,
to waste my energy,
to waste my
finances, to waste my brain, to waste my emotions, to waste my emotions, to waste my effort, to waste my efforts, to waste my effort, to waste my effort, to waste my investment, to waste my investment, to waste my days, to waste my weeks, to waste my months, to waste my years, to waste my time, to waste my strength, to waste my energy, to waste my emotions. I cast you out.
Be cast out of my life. 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 Be cast out of my life.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
So with the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
I raise an altar.
I raise an altar.
Against.
Against.
The spirit of Belial.
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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say any evil.
Any evil.
And wicked altar.
And wicked altar.
Sponsoring.
Sponsoring.
Impossibilities.
Impossibilities.
Sponsoring.
Sponsoring.
Impossibilities.
Impossibilities.
Any evil.
Any evil.
And wicked altar.
And wicked altar.
Sponsoring.
Sponsoring.
Impossibilities.
Impossibilities.
In my life.
In my life.
Impossibilities.
Impossibilities.
In my life.
In my life.
Delays.
Delays.
In my life.
In my life.
Delays.
Delays.
In my life.
In my life.
Any evil.
Any evil.
And wicked altar.
And wicked altar.
Sponsoring.
Sponsoring.
Impossibilities.
Impossibilities.
And delays.
And delays.
In my life.
In my life.
Catch Holy Ghost fire.
Catch Holy Ghost fire.
And scatter.
Scatter.
Catch Holy Ghost fire.
Catch Holy Ghost fire.
Catch fire and scatter. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
God bless you, Mama Joyce. God bless you, Mommy and Daddy. The altar prayers are very powerful because they are revealing a lot of mysteries.
Hmm.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Mama Joyce. Yes. God bless you. Your Isaac sacrifice has landed, and the other one too has landed. God richly bless you. You know, anytime there is a pattern, a cycle, something always happens in the same way in your life. It is traceable to two things, altars and foundations. It means there is a foundation and there is an altar. You know what a foundation is? The foundation of a building is what decides the size of the building, the height of the building, how long the building will stay. And in the building, you don't see foundation. Foundation is a hidden thing you don't see. Altars are spiritual things. They are hidden things we don't see. Yes. Foundations are. So anytime there is a cycle, a pattern, something is ongoing, maybe once in a year or after some time, something will occur. It has occurred in your father's life, your mother, or your brother, your so-and-so, now so-and-so, please deal with altars. Deal with foundation. I'm telling you. Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
And by the blood of Jesus Christ,
any
evil and wicked altar,
sponsoring
delays,
Catch Holy Ghost fire.
If you are online, you have been in a relationship with a guy or a lady, and you just broke that relationship recklessly, please sit down and think about the way you broke that relationship and talk to God. You have been taken to a place. Yes. You have been taken to a place. You know, there are people who just say, I don't care. Go your way. What can you do? I fear when people talk like that. What can you do? Look, in the spiritual realm, it's like a court. I don't know whether because I did my PhD in Bible and social harmony. So I did Bible law. Look, spiritual realm is like it's a court. These prayers we are praying, they are going to work like a court. Yes, the lawyer, our lawyer, the Holy Spirit, the blood of Jesus, they are going to listen and examine. Because the devil is there presenting his case. Why should you answer this lady? Why should you answer her when she said this? When she said she wants to die? When she has done this, I am telling you, prayer is answered like a courtroom. Like a courtroom. That's why we must be careful the way we go about things. And then you say, cool, I will pray. Yes, you will pray. But it's like a courtroom. We want to, so please, if something between you and somebody and then the thing didn't settle well and then the person was angry with you, whatever, you have borrowed something, you have not gone to pay, and then when the person raised the issue, say, oh, who are you? So, so and so, don't worry me. After all, you do this. Please, you have been taken to a place. You have been taken to a place. What I'm seeing, I cannot tell you because I've seen a similar thing about somebody and a wife who are looking for something. If I say it, it may be as if it is that thing. No. No. Yes. You have been taken to a place where they are chanting. There is a chanting. There is an incantation that is going on against you. And please, that is why when you are marrying, you need to pray because you don't know how many women that your husband had disappointed. Those women, I am telling you, they will go to a place so that your husband will not love you. That's why some marriages are suffering. I'm telling you. So that your husband, you will never get your husband's full heart. If you are marrying a man, pray well for your wife. Pray these prayers. Make some confessions. The number of men that she might have disappointed, chopping their monies when she knows that she doesn't love them, but chop and chop and chop and chop. And then when you appear, she damns them. Let me tell you, those people, they take that woman to a place and that woman will never enjoy that marriage. That woman will not enjoy that thing. Please, these are real things. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I confess. In the contribution I have made knowingly and unknowingly for any altar to work against me, in the contribution I have personally made knowingly for any altar to have power,
over me.
For any altar to work against me. Lord, I ask for mercy. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Let me tell you, we have helped people to come out from relationships. I'm telling you, we have helped people. Just pray. Go to God and say, God, I don't have a heart for this person. Take this person's heart from me. Take this person's heart from me. Let the man himself come and say, I don't like you. Let the woman herself say, look, do you know something? No. Can we? So, oh, is that so? Okay. If so, don't say I prayed. No, don't say I prayed. Say, oh, if that's so, okay. You are free. Oh. That one, you are free. But to just break recklessly. Eh? Hey, look at people who are going from prayer prophet to prophet. Are their situation changing? Look, always ask people who are going from place to place. Whether they, why are people going around? I laugh. People changing churches. Let me tell you, the only reason why you should change your church, when the word you need to build to grow is not coming. When the prayer is not coming, when the pastor is not living right and setting a good example, and even that one, pray to God. Tell God that because of this and this and this and that, if it is possible, Lord, I want to change my church. I want to relocate. Talk to God first. Don't just break. Don't just leave. Talk to God first and stop moving about. Yes, when there is a good program somewhere, you want to build yourself, like here online. Many people are here. They are not members of Deliverance. I also go online. I also follow people to build myself. You are free to do so. Yes, you are free to do so. But there is a place you must belong. Yes. Me too. I sow into people's lives. I sow dollars. Yes, I am a partner to certain ministries. Yes, I build altars. I also give offering. I also sow. But I am not there. I don't belong there. But I follow. And because I get blessed, I also sow. Because they are blessing me. So you do that. But there is a place you must be. People just move out of church. People even relocate before they tell their pastor, who came and dedicated your house? Yes. Some even stop church. The pastor is not aware. All these things, the devil is a lawyer. He uses it against you. I'm telling you. He uses it against you. That's why many things are happening to people. And then they blame it. They don't understand. They blame it on the devil. They don't understand. Look, nothing just happens. Nothing just happens. Anything that happens, it was caused to happen. It was caused to happen. Get this one. Nothing just happens here on earth. Anything that happens here was caused or must be caused to happen. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in
I
heaven.
I ask for mercy.
I ask for mercy.
I ask for mercy.
I ask for mercy.
Because today is our day of mercy.
We
ask for mercy.
We ask for mercy.
We ask for mercy.
We ask for mercy.
As we end the month.
As we end the month.
We ask for mercy.
We ask for mercy.
As we end the month.
As we end the month.
As we cross over.
Yes, as we cross
with
over.
Possibilities.
With possibilities.
And restoration.
And restoration.
We ask for mercy.
We ask for mercy.
We ask for mercy.
Ask for mercy.
Give us another
Give
chance.
Another
Give
chance.
Us another chance.
Chance.
Give us another 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 chance.
Let the throne of mercy speak, 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 Lord.
We ask for mercy.
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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I declare.
I declare.
Now, this was the prayer that the Lord... Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Let's pray this one first before we go to that one. Say, today we are ending... In the next 10 minutes time. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Make me.
Make me.
A value-added agent.
Value-added agent.
A value-added agent.
A value-added agent.
Let all who are around me.
Let all who are around me.
Become value-added people.
Become value-added people.
Value-added people.
Value-added people.
Value-added people.
Value-added
people. Value-added people.
Value-added people.
Value-added people.
Value-added people.
Value-added
people.
Not wasters.
Not wasters.
Not drainers.
Not drainers.
Let every drainer around me.
Let every drainer around me.
Let every waster around me.
Every waster around me.
Let every robber around me.
Let every robber.
Around become
me.
A value-added agent.
Value
a value-added agent.
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 A value-added
agent.
Value-added agent.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
By faith.
By faith.
I enter.
I enter.
Into my restoration.
Into my restoration.
I enter.
I enter.
Into my restoration.
Into my restoration.
I enter.
I enter.
Into my restoration.
Into my restoration.
I enter.
I enter.
Into my restoration.
Into my restoration.
I enter.
I enter.
Into my restoration.
Into my restoration.
I enter.
I enter.
Into my restoration.
Into my restoration.
I enter.
I enter.
Into my restoration.
Into my restoration.
I enter.
I enter.
Into my restoration.
Into my restoration.
I enter.
I enter.
Into my restoration.
Into my restoration.
I enter.
I enter.
Into my restoration.
I enter.
Into my restoration.
Into my restoration.
I enter.
I enter.
My restoration.
I enter
into 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 my restoration.
Into Yes, Lord. I enter into my restoration. I enter into my restoration. I enter into my restoration. Yes, in the name of Jesus, I enter into my restoration. I enter into my restoration. I enter into my restoration. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I enter, I enter, I enter, I enter, I enter,
I enter into my restoration.
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 I enter into my restoration. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
That prayer, we shall declare it at the crossover tonight. The prayer that the Lord gave me, the prayer point at 2 a.m., we shall declare it with communion because it is linked to the communion. In fact, I am telling you, that prayer, hey, is bringing restoration. Look, all the things, 10 years past, 10 years past, I say, anything you have lost, 10 years past, it is coming within 3 months.
Amen.
I say within 3 months,
amen, amen,
you will be embarrassed with testimonies.
Amen.
I say you will be embarrassed with testimonies. When I raise that prayer point, it's a simple prayer point, but I will raise it at the crossover, be part of the crossover. Amen. But now, before we conclude, I declare from today, begin to draw value-added people into your life. Value-added people.
Amen.
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 Anyone that will come your way,
yes, Lord,
because you are in the season of restoration, let the person become a value-added person.
Amen.
Even your enemies,
yes,
let them become value-added. Any altar you are sent to, let that altar become a value-added. Anyone that has been contracted or transacted to place a curse on you, like Balaam, that was contracted like by Balak, like Balak was contracted by Balak, the king, yes, to place a curse on the Israelites. I declare, rather Balaam became a value added.
Yes.
He became a value added. When he opened his mouth, he was blessing them. I set this upon you. I set this upon everyone that is online. From this very hour, from this very hour, some 2 minutes to 7:30, I release this on you right now. I release this glory. I release this mantle. I release this mantle. I release this garment. I release this glory. I release this fresh oil on you. Begin to draw value-added people.
Amen.
Value-added people.
Amen.
Receive the mantle of drawing value-added people. Receive the grace of drawing value-added people.
Amen.
Receive the anointing.
Yes,
receive the mantle.
Yes,
receive the garment of drawing value-added people.
Amen.
Value-added people.
Amen.
Value-added people.
Amen.
Value-added people.
Amen.
At the bus stop, at the throttle station, at the place where you are waiting for a taxi, let that taxi driver, let the passengers, let your fellow workers, let your colleagues, let your subordinates, let your bosses, let them become value added.
Amen.
Value added.
Amen.
Value added.
Amen.
Value added.
Amen.
In 2 Kings chapter 5, when the house help of General Naaman became a value added house help, let your house help, let your house boy, let your driver, let your servant, let them become value added.
Amen.
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 Let your doctor become a value added.
Amen.
Doctor. Let your lawyer become a value,
yes,
added
Lord,
lawyer.
Yes, Lord.
Let your boss,
Jesus,
become a value added
in
boss.
In the name of Jesus.
Let
Christ
them become value added.
Value,
any case,
yes, Lord,
against you anywhere, let that case become value-added case.
Amen.
A value-added case.
We receive
a value,
it,
added case.
We receive
a value,
it,
added case.
In the name of Jesus.
Let every altar become value-added altar.
Amen.
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 In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for bringing us this far. Yes, sorry that we have come so far. Let's take this few announcements. Tonight is our crossover. We are crossing over into the month of restoration. Yes, with communion, water therapy, and anointing. Suddenly, many people have started crossover. And today, do you know what they are doing? Crossover all night. Crossover all night. They have turned into crossover all night. Crossover all night. It is so surprising. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. It is good. It is good. It is good. When people, you are doing something good and people are picking up, yes, many pastors have called me, how do you do it? This and this and that. And I've directed them. We thank God. Power for today. Yes, we'll continue. power for today. We'll close next week, Thursday. Next week, Thursday, and we'll reopen on the 12th April. We'll break for Easter and reopen on 12th April. So next week, Monday, we shall have it. Wednesday and Thursday, we shall have it. We will break Thursday, yes, morning for the Easter, so that we can have time to celebrate the Easter and, be part of the Easter program that our churches will organize. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious
Amen.
Unto you.
Amen.
May the Lord cause
lift up his countenance,
lift up his countenance and give you peace.
Upon you and give you
and give Amen. You peace.
Amen.
May you draw value-added people.
Amen.
After the amen is said here, begin to receive calls from value-added people.
Jesus.
Begin to receive value-added calls, value-added calls, value-added calls, value-added messages. Value-added messages.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.